Moncrief on News Talk.
A study just published in the Journal of Psychology found that a majority of people think they look younger than they actually are, or at least that they look younger than their peers. Is this vanity, delusion, or failing eyesight? We're joined by the clinical psychologist, Dr. Mally Coyne from NUI Galway. Afternoon, Mally. Afternoon, Mally.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm grand, thank you very much. So, you know the way, like, if someone, say, goes to a school reunion and they haven't seen people for 20 or 30 years and they walk in and they think, God, everyone looks so much older. When they look in the mirror, why don't they notice that about themselves?
I think it's kind of related to how old that we actually feel. You know, like there are studies that have been done that show that as we get older, particularly over the age of 40, we start to feel younger than we actually are, which can be related to things like, you know, good health, income, education, being a woman, you're more likely to feel younger and feel you look younger compared to others. So it actually has, you know, it's a good thing in a way for us to feel that we look younger and that we feel younger so that we're more able to actually do things that are healthier for us. So it's actually to do with human evolution. But it is interesting the way, you know, you would go to like a class reunion and just think, oh my God, they've all let themselves go. Look how good I look. And then you actually realize you get this glimpse of reality when people start to look at you like you're, or treat you like you're a grandmother. This is my own experience. And then you're kind of like, God, I am actually the age that I am. And I look that age,
yeah.
You know?
So does that mean almost as a self-defense mechanism where we are slightly deluding ourselves about how we look?
I think so. But as I said, I think it's really related to the age, your subjective age, which is the age you actually feel.
Uh-huh.
So the healthier you are, you know, and when you think of it, I mean, there's studies done to show that this wasn't as much a reality 50 years ago. So it's crept up in the last 50 years or so, where the gap between how old you actually are and your subjective age has increased, because I think we're getting healthier as well. You know, like I see my dad is in his 80s and he and my parents, and they go traveling and do all the, you know, if you're healthy, you're still able to do those things. Whereas 50 years ago, that wasn't as much the case. So I think that extends to how you feel you look. Because conversely, if you're feeling lonely or you have illnesses or you're down and you're not feeling very good, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and be more likely to be picking out the bits about yourself that confirm that you're tired, that confirm that you're old. Whereas if you're having a good day and feeling like, oh, I'm feeling, you know, kind of sprightly today, I have energy, you're more likely to look in the mirror and think, oh, you know, my eyes are kind of sparkly. And indeed, they might well be more sparkly because you're in better form.
Mm. I suppose also as well, this is probably to a lesser extent, if, you know, if you're meeting people you're at school with and you haven't seen them for decades, but people that you might know well and you've known for a long time, you can still see them, you know, as their younger self.
Yeah, and like when you think about it, I mean, how, you know, we just feel the same age as we were 20 years ago. Like as a person inside, you feel like the same person. So it's difficult. And then the people that you see every day, you wouldn't kind of be noticing as much. It's more like if you haven't seen somebody for 20 years and you catch them on social media. And also you've got social comparison theory there going on, where we will always compare ourselves to our peers. And there is something, I don't know why humans, you know, there's a thing, you know, you might kind of want to feel better about yourself. So you might in your head be comparing yourself to someone else and be thinking, well, I don't look bad or I don't feel bad. And look, that other person, you know, looks like life has really gotten on top of them. And thankfully, that's not my situation. But actually, in reality, we do just look our age. But I think for women, though, there's a lot more. I think it's easier in a way for women. I know we're constantly bombarded by messages to look younger, but there's a lot more that women can do to look younger, you know, as they get older, because of all the things that we can do to ourselves that men have less facility for, I think.
All right. So there is a societal component to this, a cultural component, in the sense of maybe a greater pressure on all of us to look as young as we can.
Oh, completely. I mean, all you have to do is, like, I have an 11 and 13-year-old, you know, and there's, you know, skin products already being marketed directly at them, you know? Mm. And then when you look at Love Island, all you have to do is look at these, like, young 20-somethings with you know, surgery, with lip fillers, with, all, you know, their faces complete, you know, altered. And it's kind of sad in a way, because you think to yourself, God, what's life going to be like for them? What pressures are they going to feel in 10, 20 years? It's just this constant bombardment of, you can look younger by doing this, or you can do that. And these messages really get inside us. I guess it's there's definitely something going on, you know, and it is hard. It's hard, but it's better to feel younger than it is to feel older, because, again, we're going to have, you know, more facility to be able to, you know, have energy and do things.
Yes.
Know?
When we, though, what age is that? Or this could be a how long is a piece of string question. But if you're 50, inside, do you still feel like you're 20 or 30? Because, you know, psychologically, there's a big difference between those two ages, I would have thought.
No, I suppose the studies that I've looked at kind of said that up to the age of 40, you don't, that this effect, like, people kind of just feel their age. Mm. And then once you get to the age of 40, maybe, like, when you're 45, you might feel like you're 40.
Yes.
You know, and I'm looking at myself, I'm 48, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I feel probably around 42, 43. And it's only like, you know, I went away for a weekend a few weeks ago for the Amateur Irish Musical Society Awards. And there was loads of early 20-somethings there. And, like, I thought I looked pretty okay. You know, I'd planned my outfit and everything. And the people that I met, like the younger lads and girls, they were literally treating me like I was a grandmother. So then I realized, my God, I'm actually older than I think I am. But in my mind, I still have loads of crack in me, and I still have loads of jizz and vitality for life to an extent. So I suppose I think if our moods very much are very much related to how old we feel.
Yes.
And our moods, as you know, can fluctuate very much.
Yeah. Mally, thanks a million for speaking with us today. So if listeners are ever around NUI Galway, the young one wandering around there is actually Dr. Mally Coyne, and she's the she's a clinical psychologist, author, and lecturer.
Moncrief on News Talk.